In response to the drought threat looming over much of Alberta, changes have been made to the outdoor watering schedule in Okotoks. Watering days were changed and the hours that watering is permitted were reduced after Town Council updated the Water Bylaw and Water Shortage Response Plan during its meeting on March 25. Mayor Tanya Thorne said although potential drought is driving the changes, they are also being done to be good water stewards. We're being asked as Albertans, across the province, to do our part in terms of managing, potentially, the drought ahead of us, Thorne said. Under the new rules, outdoor watering is permitted 2 days each week, but not allowed on weekends. The time that watering can take place has been reduced from 3 hours to 2 hours on those days. Under Stage 1 or Stage 2 of water conservation measures, odd-numbered addresses can water on Monday and Thursday, while even-numbered addresses can water on Tuesday and Friday. There are exemptions for new lawns or trees, gardens and flower beds when using non-potable water, for example water from rain barrels, according to the bylaw. A move to Stage 3 reduces outdoor watering to 1 day per week and Stage 4 would prohibit watering with sprinklers or irrigation systems, reduce sports field watering by half and prohibit filling private swimming pools or hot tubs. The recent changes include the addition of another water conservation stage as Stage 4 was previously the highest level. Stage 5 prioritizes water for essential use only and permits outdoor watering with non-potable water only. The use of potable water for construction would be prohibited, commercial car washes would need to close, and commercial laundry and dry cleaning activities that consume water would be prohibited. At that stage, water pressure within the town's distribution system could be reduced. Water conservation stages are based on factors that include reservoir levels and stability, health and safety risks, license capacity and consideration of other watershed users, the town said. Thorne said all the community should think about ways to reduce water use. Even in a small amount, it makes a difference, she said.